Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is real, decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Thank you. Thank you. I will be speaking on the will of God during this episode, the will of God, and in particularly, the will concerning the Father, the will concerning the King. And I will, at this time, begin with the will and the King. Let me say that the will is the will of the former God, referred to at times during this episode as the testator of the will. Last week, or the last time, I spoke on the will concerning God, in that part of the will, the testator spoke to the one he calls great power of God, and that was made known who that great power is. It was found that I myself am declared God. The God title falls to me, yours truly. And now we pick up with the will and the King, the will of God, the will of the testator concerning King and the kingdom of God. I begin with Isaiah 32, verse 1. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness. Ezekiel 37:12. 22. And one king shall be king to them all. As stated last in the last episode, the will speaks to the Gentiles in particularly, and of course, the Lord God has said that for all people to hear these things. But it is to the Gentiles in particularly. They are named, and that's what they are called. They are called Gentiles, the people of the former Lord. So, a king shall reign in righteousness. One king shall be king to them all. The them all is a reference to the Gentiles. Daniel 11:36. In Daniel 11:36, this statement says, "The king shall do according to his will." Okay, a king shall reign in righteousness. There shall be one king to them all. The king shall do according to his will. The will of God, the testator says in Zechariah 14:9, who that king shall be. The king is named in the will of God. I turn now to Zechariah 14:9. Okay. And in Zechariah 14:9, we find these words. Thy king cometh to thee. Excuse me. Thy king cometh to thee. That's Zechariah 9:9 and in 9:14. Verse 9, it is said, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness. One king shall be king to them all. The king shall do according to his will. The Lord shall be king over all the earth. Now, I must say this, that you must bear in mind what has come before this here. By now you should know who God is. You should know who the Lord is. And I'm going to talk about the Lord. I have talked about him before on this program many times and stated who the Lord is. But that Lord shall be king over them all the people belonging to the former Lord God. So, who is named Lord? Who does, who bears the title of Lord now, according to the will? It is the Lord. Psalm 22:28, the king has a kingdom. Psalm 22:28. Okay, Psalm 22:28. The kingdom is the Lord's. We're reading the will of the former God. The kingdom of the former God falls to the Lord. The kingdom is the Lord's. And it goes on to say, he is the governor among the nations. And this is among the nations of the Gentiles, the nations belonging to the Gentiles. The kingdom is the Lord. The Lord is the governor among the nations of the Gentiles. Now, the testator has said some words to me in this portion of the will. And I go to John 1:49. He speaking about the king. I spoke about the kingdom. Now here's more information dealing with the king himself. John 1:49. In John 1:49, these words are recorded in the will of God. And the former God in the will here is speaking to me, saying, "Thou art the King of Israel. Thou art the King. A king shall reign in righteousness. The king shall do according to his will. One king shall be over them all. The Lord shall be king." And now the will says to me, "Thou art the King of Israel." Okay? And we know now that Israel is the name of God. It is the official name of God given in the Authorized Version Bible. Therefore, it is the official name of God given by the former God to the new God, and it is in the will of God. Okay, Psalm 75:7, speaking about the king, the kingdom, and now, let's see here, the will speaks about the judge. And it names the judge. Now, the judge has heretofore put forth some judgments, okay? And those judgments can be found in the archives of Lawmaster. Now, the judge, the will of God says, Psalm 75:7, God is the judge. He put it down one and set it up another. God is the judge. Okay. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 11. Second Chronicles 1:11. And these words are found in the will. The Lord is still speaking to me, saying, "Thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king." Okay. "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness. One king shall be king to them all. The king shall do according to his will. The Lord is the king. The Lord shall be king. The kingdom is the Lord's." To me, it is said, "Thou art the king of Israel. God is the judge." And to me, he continues saying, "Thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king." Now, we have these words. I call it the people's voice, but it is found in the will. It is a part of the will. Isaiah 33:22. Okay, Isaiah 33:22. The people say, "For the Lord is our judge, and the Lord is our king." Psalm 89:18. Psalm 89:18. "And the Holy One of Israel is our King." Who is the Holy One of Israel? The Holy One of Israel, as I've said, is the official name of God given by the will of God. Israel, the official name of God. And the people have said, the Holy One of Israel is our King, just as the Lord in his will says, the Lord shall be King, and saying to me, thou art the King of Israel. Okay, so those things are written in the will of God. They are found in the will of God, and they have to do with the King that shall be over all the people of the Lord, all over all the Gentiles, wherever they may be. And just to give a synopsis, let me just state this again. Behold, a King shall reign in righteousness. One King shall be King to them all. The King shall do according to his will. The Lord shall be King. The kingdom is the Lord's. I, the will, says to me, thou art the King of Israel. And of there means having the designation. Thou art the King, having the designation of Israel. God is the judge, and he has said to me, thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. The people's voice says, the Lord is our King, the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One, having a designation is of Israel, is our King. Now, hear this announcement. It is the God Israel's express desire that you hear the upcoming episode titled The Will of God in Declarations and Proclamations. You have heard the will of God in layman's terms. Now, in this episode, the will of God in Declarations and Proclamations. In this episode, the will of God in Declarations and Proclamations, you will hear and enhance your understanding and knowledge of God's will. It is all about learning and growing in the knowledge of the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. Needless to say, this is another eye-opening episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Hear the upcoming broadcast titled The Will of God in Declarations and Proclamations. It is the will of the Most High God that you do. And now, the will of the Father, the will concerning the Father. We have seen that the finder of the will, probator of the will, has been named in the will the heir of God, the probator and finder of the will of God, as stated in the will of God, is the sole heir of God. Now, the will of the Father. The question that will be answered is found in Malachi 2:10, and that question says, have we not all one Father? In the beginning of the reading of the will, during the last preceding broadcast, it was stated that the Lord God said in his will, I speak to the Gentiles. Okay? John 16:25, the will concerning the Father. John 16:25. The Lord testator says, I shall show you plainly of the Father. Matthew 23:9. In Matthew 23:9, these words are found in the will of God. The Lord testator is speaking to the Gentiles, saying, call no man your father. Now, I have made it clear before, I have pointed out before, time after time, that no man is a secret name in the Authorized Version Bible for God. No man is a secret name for God. So the statement says, when it says call no man your father, it says call God your father, because no man is a secret name for God in the AVB. Call no man God your father. Call God your father. Okay. John 5:22. The will says, for the Father judges no man. Call no man father, for the Father judges no man. Okay? The definition of judge here is to give an opinion about or concerning. To give an opinion. Okay? And I have done that. I just said that it is my opinion that no man in the Authorized Version Bible is a secret name for God. That's my opinion. And there you can mark John 5:22 as fulfilled. The Father judges no man. Call no man your father. The Father judges no man. John 5:18. In the will it is stated God was his father. The former God, the God testator, was his father, and his father is a title of respect, honor. And this title of your father falls to the heir of God. Call God your father. Okay? The title your father, thy father, falls to the heir of God. Call in the will the great power of God. The man having the designation of God, the finder and probator of the will of God. God was his father, and as I said, that father title falls to the new God, the heir of God, the great power of God. Now the will speaks to me concerning the Father. John 8:38. Okay. Speaking to me, the testator says in his will, I speak that which I have seen with my father. That, okay, disregard that. Here's a statement. The testator says in his will to me, ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Okay? John 8:41, speaking to me still, God in his will says, ye do the deeds of your father. Ye do the deed of your father. Let me turn here to Deuteronomy 29:29. Ye do the deeds of your father. And okay. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. Okay. And those of you who have been following this program, especially from you know that I deal with the secret things in the Bible. Okay? The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But listen, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Okay? The things that I reveal, the people have declared in the Authorized Version Bible, that the things that are revealed by the heir of God, they belong to them, the people, who are the people, the Gentiles, and all the people in the kingdom of God. The secret things belong to the Lord, our God. And I read this statement in the preceding broadcast concerning the secret stuff, saying this right here, and this is a part of the wheel that I read last time. I'm turning to the book of Daniel. It was stated in the wheel, I read it last week, saying, there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. And Daniel 2:29, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. To thee, the people, the Gentiles, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. The secret things belong to the Lord, and those things which the Lord reveals belong to the people and their children forever. And that includes this day and time, of course. And that in particular, because this is the day of God. This is the time of God's presence on earth. Okay? And that's a part that's a work of God dealing with the secret things, making known, declaring the secret things from the Authorized Version Bible. The secret of God. The question is asked in the AVB, hast thou heard the secret of God? You are hearing in these broadcasts now the secret concerning God, secret things concerning God, who God is, the secret things concerning the will. The will has to do with God. Okay? I've been talking previously about the law of God. The law of God. Now, let's get back to things for today. Ye do that which you have seen with your father, talking to the will, talking to me, the testator talking to me, saying, ye do the deed of your father, declaring the secret thing of the Authorized Version Bible. Isaiah 63:16, who is our Father? He said, I will tell you plainly of the Father. The question now, who is this Father? Who inherits the Father title? Isaiah 63:16. Isaiah 63:16, the will of God, the testator says, thou, O Lord, art our Father. Okay. So the Lord inherits the title Father. He says it again in Isaiah 64:8, a part of the will. Isaiah 64:8, the Lord says in his will, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. He not only says that the Lord is our Father, he says now, right now, this time, right now, thou, O Lord, art our Father. Not will be, but you are our Father. And again, the Lord testator in the will at this time is speaking to the finder and probator of the will. He's speaking to the God that reveals secrets and maketh known to you what shall come to pass. So, speaking to me, God tested us and said, ye do that which ye have said to your father. Ye do the deeds of your father. Thou, O Lord, art our father. Now, O Lord, thou art our father. And in Genesis 17:5, the Lord continuing to speak to me, the finder and probator of the will of God. That is Genesis 17:5. The Lord in his will says to me, a father of many nations have I made thee. Thou, O Lord, art our father. Now, so what has the Lord said in his will? He has said these things. Ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Ye do the deed of your father. And that is evident by my works. Okay? That is evident by the many things making up the episodes of the Lord of Law Masters broadcast. It is evident in my document, my book title, The Book of the Law of God, All Things That Demonstrated Power of God. Okay, ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Ye do the deeds of your father. Thou, O Lord, art our father. Now, O Lord, thou art our father. I have made you a father of many nations. A father of many nations have I made thee. Okay. So now we know who the king of the kingdom of God is. Who bears the title of king, we know who bears the title of father, his father, our father, your father, thy father. The finder and probator of the will bears those titles. The titles of your father, king, Lord, God, okay, I want to say I don't think Mr. Welch, the announcer, is with us today, so you will not hear his voice. In bringing up the announcements, therefore, let me read this announcement again, because it is the will of the Most High God that you hear this upcoming episode. It is the God Israel's express desire that you hear the upcoming episode titled, The Will of God in Declarations and Proclamations. You have heard the will of God in layman's terms. Now, in this episode, the will of God, with the will of God in declarations and proclamations, you will hear and enhance your understanding and knowledge of God's will. It is all about learning and growing in the knowledge of the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. Needless to say, this is another eye-opening episode of Law Masters Law of God broadcast. Hear the upcoming broadcast titled, The Will of God in Declarations and Proclamations. It is the will of the Most High God. And let me say here that this is a first. You have never heard the will of God as such. You've never heard it as it is being put forth today by me. This is a first. The God Israel is the first to bring forth the will of God. Okay? Now, with the Lord having the Lord Testator, having said the things to me with regard to your father. You do that which you have seen with your father. You do the deeds of your father. Thou, O Lord, art our father. Now, O Lord, thou art our father. A father of many nations have I made thee. Who am I? And I say, my statement is given in Exodus 3:6. These are my words here. These are words that I am to say. Exodus 3:6. Who am I? I am the God of thy father. I am the God having the designation of thy father, and that is given to me in the will of God. It is given to me, the title of father. Thou, O Lord, art our father. Now, O Lord, thou art our father. Now, what I call again the people's voice, the Gentile acknowledgement of the fact that I have inherited the title of father, and they are instructed by the will to call God your father. The Gentiles expressed and set forth the words, Genesis 44:20. Genesis 44:20. The people affirm their affirmation. They say, in their affirmation, they say, we have a father, an old man. John 8:41, we have one father, namely God. Isn't that something? The Gentiles' acknowledgement of the father, the new father that is, saying, they say, we have a father, an old man. We have one father, namely God. Okay. Now, that is the will of the Lord Testator concerning the title of Father. In this, the things I have just read, we see that the Lord bears the title of Father, that the Father title falls to the Lord, and this is the new Lord. This is the heir of God. The heir of God is called the great power of God in the will of God. Excuse me. So now we have titles falling to the Lord as read today from the will of God. We have the title of Father, and we have King. King. The Lord shall be King. Thou, O Lord, art our Father. Now, O Lord, thou art our Father. Okay. Now, let me speak a word on this statement I read coming from John 8:41, where the Lord Testator says to me, ye do the deed of your Father. Now, there is nothing up in the sky, no spirit or anything else up in the sky or anywhere else that is going to do the deeds of your Father. The deeds of your Father require that someone write some things out. Let me show you. So you won't be thinking that this is talking about a God up in the sky somewhere that you can't see, you can't hear, you can't feel, that does not talk back to you. Revelation chapter 1. Okay. This Lord has been directed to do this right here. Revelation 1, verse 11. He has been directed to read the Authorized Version Bible and do this right here. What thou seest, write in a book. Okay? After you've read and examined the Authorized Version Bible, its contents, write what you see, what you have found in a book. Okay? It's stated again, Revelation 1, verse 19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Okay? No spirit up in the sky going to do that. Nothing up in the sky is going to come down here on earth and do that. All right? That's the deed. This statement, ye do the deeds of your father. Those two statements which I just read, coming from Revelation chapter 1, are deeds of the Father. Deeds of God. Okay? Mm-hmm. Nothing has come from the sky and written a book and given that book to the people. I read the contents of that book to the people. That hasn't happened yet, and it's not going to ever happen. Even if it were possible that it could happen, I have already beat them to it because I've done it, and I'm doing it now. I'm doing what the two scriptures say do. Okay? What you see, write in a book. I've written in a book things I've seen coming from the Authorized Version Bible. The book is titled The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Okay? And in verse 19, write the things which thou hast seen. In the same book, I've done that. You can see my writings on Lawmaster's page on this Blog Talk Radio set here, you know. You can see my writings, things I've written. I wrote a statement on the page for this episode, you know, for today. I haven't read it yet, you know, but people can go to Lawmaster's page and read that. And read other things as well from the archives, Lawmaster's archives. I have already done this, and I am already doing what Revelation verses 11 and 19 say to deeds of the Father. The secret things belong to God, the Lord. Okay? What thou seest, write in a book. I have written information with regard to the secret things that I have seen and found in the Authorized Version Bible. I hope this is clear that your understanding of God and the Lord is that you've grown in that understanding, that you now know even though the Bible does start out in its first verse saying, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, that all the rest of Bible content deals with a God in human form. What does it say? What did it say last week in the wheel? This man is the great power of God. What does that mean? This man is the great power having the designation of God. I know we can understand these things. Once these things are brought out, once these things have been clarified and brought out, they're easy to understand to our listeners. It's not hard, and I know it's not hard. You're not going to tell me that that's hard to understand. That's not hard to understand. It's just like the Lord said today in the wheel. I will speak to you plainly, plainly. Easy to understand words, terms, and, you know, easy to understand. Not hard at all. Not difficult. Let me move on. Okay. Thus far, I have spoken on the will of God concerning the Father title and the will of God concerning the title of King. There shall be one King, okay, and only one king is named in the will. That king is the Lord. One father, that father is named in the Lord, I mean in the will, and that name is Lord. Lord is thy father. The Lord is thy father. The Lord is the one king. One king shall be over them all, over all the Gentiles and all the other people in the kingdom of God. Now, let's get on to the will of the Lord, the will concerning the Lord. The will of the Lord, the will concerning the Lord, the part of the will that has to do with the Lord, naming the Lord. Okay, questions that will be answered. And the questions that were answered in the preceding two parts were, who is the king, the one that shall reign? And who is the father? Who bears the father title? Who inherits the kingship? Who inherits the fatherhood? The Lord inherits them both. The Lord, the great power of God, the Lord, the finder and probator, and presently the reader of the will of God. Easy to understand things, okay, once they have been brought out. Question. Jeremiah 50:44, who is a chosen man? Question 2, Jeremiah 17:15, where is the word of the Lord? Where is the word concerning the Lord? And Proverbs 30, verse 9, who is the Lord? Those three things are evident and seen answered in this reading, which I will do at this time. Zechariah 14:9 says, there shall be one Lord. Remember that? Something similar? One king shall be over them all. There shall be one Lord. In the day of God, and the day of God has come. We are in it. How do I know? Because God is present here on earth. God is present here on earth in human form. God is with us. That statement is in the Bible. God is with us. You can find it using a concordance if you don't know where it is, and mark that statement as fulfilled. God is with us. All right, there shall be one Lord, Zechariah 14, verse 9. Proverbs 30, verse 9, who is the Lord? 1 Kings 18, 21, if the Lord be God, follow him. This part, this thing came out in the reading of the will in the preceding episode. I'm going to turn to a statement in Isaiah so we can all be on the same page and all be together. Okay. It's not on my outline for the day or any part of my outline. So I'll have to kind of look it up real fast. Here's a statement here, Isaiah 44:6, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel. Okay. Just wanted to bring that to your attention while I was looking for this statement. Now, here's a question here, Isaiah 44:8, it asks, is there a God besides me? Is there a God besides me? Okay, here's a statement that I, for me to say, Isaiah 45:5. I won't say that right now because I'm going to read from the will that part. Okay, here it is right here. This came out, although I may not have read this particular verse, but this point came out last in the preceding episode. I can make this statement here. On the basis of the will of God. Isaiah 45:22. Who am I? I am God. Just as the statement I read from Genesis, when I said, I am the God of thy father. I am the God having the designation of thy father. I am God on the basis of the valid will of God. Okay. Now, let's move on to the will of the Lord. 1 Kings 18:21, listen, if the Lord be God, follow him. That's a simple statement. If the Lord be God, follow him. Now let's see who the Lord is according to the will of God. Acts 9:15, he, the Lord, the great power of God, is a chosen vessel to bear my name. Jeremiah 10:16, the Lord of hosts is his name. Whose name? The chosen vessel. Who is the chosen vessel? The great power of God. The great power having the designation of God. Who is the chosen vessel? The chosen vessel is the heir of God. And who is the heir of God? The heir of God has been found to be none other than the reader, the present reader of the will of God on this program right here, Lawmaster, Law of God broadcast. Okay? Now, for that present reader who is the heir of God and who also is the great power of God, the Lord of hosts is his name. It belongs to him. That title falls to him by the will of God. We're reading the will of God now. I'm reading it. Okay? Exodus 15:3, the Lord is his name. What is my name? The Lord of hosts is my name, and the Lord is my name. Those titles, Lord of hosts and Lord, fall to the heir of God. 1 Corinthians 16:10 speaks about the heir of God, he worketh the work of the Lord. Remember the statement to me? Ye do the deeds of thy father, your father. Okay? Same thing. He worketh the work of the Lord. What is the work of the Lord? Dealing with the secret things. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord. But the things that are revealed, the people say, the Gentiles say, belong unto us and our children forever. These things that I am pointing out belong to the Gentiles. They have already declared it and testified to it in the Authorized Version Bible. They belong to us and our children forever. That includes this day and time, forever. Excuse me. And remember the statement, if the Lord be God, follow him. So the crucial question is, who is the Lord? That question is set in Proverbs 30:9. Okay? He worketh the work of the Lord. Isaiah 25:9, 2 Samuel 22:47, 1 Kings 18:39, Isaiah 2:11-17, and Ezekiel 21:21, and also 1 Chronicles 17:24. Listen to the words of the will. This man, the great power of God, the finder and probator of the will, is the Lord. We have waited for him. Yes, I added those things because just reading from the will, it's, of course, my name, Tommy Hart, is not in the Bible. Okay? But it has been found, according to the will of God, that this man, Tommy Hart, is the great power, having the designation of God. He is the founder and probator of the will of God. Okay? We have waited for him. we have waited for him. The Lord liveth. How do they know I am the Lord? They know by my works. I do the works of the Lord. I just read it. He worketh the work of the Lord. He fulfills the work of the Lord. He does the work of the Lord. It's real easy. They did not make it hard to determine who the will of God is. Whoever comes along and would do the work of the Lord as described and pointed out in the Authorized Version Bible, that is the person that the Gentiles have stated that they will serve as God. Okay? Let me read. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. The Lord liveth. I am alive right now, obviously. I'm reading. You hear my voice. The Lord liveth. This is evidence that I live. You hear my voice. Okay? And right now, you know, you may hear the recorded portion, you know what I'm saying, by listening to an archive or listening to the program later, but I'm speaking live right now. Okay? The Lord liveth. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Wait a minute. The previous statement said, if the Lord be God, follow him. Now we know that the Lord is God according to the will of God, because the will of God says, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Now I can break these down and make it easy for you. Isaiah 25:9, this is the Lord. We have waited for him. 2 Samuel 22:47, the Lord liveth. 1 Kings 18:39, here we go. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. I'm reading it like that because I want to be clear. Is the Lord God according to the stated will of God and will of God? Yes, it is. He said, the Lord has declared it. The Lord testator has declared. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. So what are you to do now? You are to follow him because the Lord has said, if the Lord be God, follow him. That's a commandment. And it is found the Lord is God and the Lord is alive. Okay? And the Lord is the present reader of the will of God on this program. The Lord alone shall be exalted. Okay? In that day. This is the day. The Lord alone. There shall be one Lord, okay? And the Lord is already exalted, Exalt him, the Lord, that is low, and abase him, that is high. Okay, Isaiah 39:5, hear ye the words of the Lord of hosts. Hear this, it's coming up. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. Did you get that? Isaiah 39:5. Hear ye the words of the Lord of hosts. Here are the words. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. So there's another title that falls to the great power of God, the reader, reader of the will, the first reader of the will, the finder and probator of the will, the chosen vessel to bear the name of the Lord. Okay? The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is the God having the designation of Israel. Psalm 100:3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. If the Lord be God, follow him. The Lord is in human form, reading the will right now, a portion of the will of God right now. If the Lord be God, follow him. Okay? Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Jeremiah 10:16, the Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord is his name, the finder and probator of the will, the heir of God. The Lord is his name. The Lord of hosts is his name. Those titles fall to the heir of God, and I hope I have made it very clear who the heir of God is. Psalm 45:11, He, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, the heir of God, the chosen vessel to bear the name of the Lord, is thy Lord, and worship thou him. Romans 14:8, Genesis 44:16, Psalm 113, verse 1, Psalm 99, verse 9. We, all Gentiles, are the Lord's. Listen to the reading of the will. The testator says, in speaking to his people, we, all Gentiles, are the Lord's. 1 Corinthians 6:19, ye are not your own. Okay, and now we get to Romans 14:8, Genesis 44:16, Psalm 113, verse 1, Psalm 99, verse 9. We, all Gentiles, are the Lord's. Behold, we are my Lord's servants. Praise ye the Lord. You now know who the Lord is. You are commanded by the Lord, testator, to praise him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord our God is holy. And what is the name of the Lord? The name of the Lord is Israel, the Lord God having a designation of Israel. The name of the Lord is Lord. It says, the Lord is his name. The Lord is the heir's name. What is his name? The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is the heir's name, the heir of God. And the Lord our God is holy. Deuteronomy 6:13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name. Jeremiah 10:10, Isaiah 33:22, the Lord is the true God. If the Lord be God, follow him. The Lord is the true God and an everlasting king. I read that portion about the will and the king earlier at the beginning of the broadcast. The Lord is the true God and an everlasting king. Listen, the Lord is our judge, the people say. The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6, and 1 Corinthians 8, 6. There is one Lord at this time. One God and Father of all who is over all. That one Lord and one God and Father that is over all is the heir of God, the finder and probator and current present reader of the will of God. He is the chosen vessel to bear the name of the Lord. It's all clear. It's all clear. According to the will of God, the heir of God is the one and only legitimate king at this time. The one and only legitimate king at this time. He is the one Lord. He is the one God. For those titles, those titles have fallen to him. He has inherited the title of God. He has inherited the title of Lord. He has inherited the title of the Lord of hosts. He has inherited the title of King. He has inherited the title of Father, thy Father. The heir of God. The chosen vessel to bear the name of the Lord. Finder and probator of the will of God. First reader of the will of God. It's all clear. It's all clear. What are you waiting for? If the Lord be God, follow him. And this follow doesn't mean follow at a distance. This means get involved with him. This means come to him. This means get really, really involved with him. That's what that means. Doesn't mean that you just listen to the broadcast and go on about your business. That's not following God. It's not following the Lord. It means to have some communications with him. It means to have involvement with him in a real and knowable and knowing way. Are you going to obey the word of God? Are you going to obey the will of God? This is not religion. This is reality. Religion is fanciful. It is fabulous. It is, you know, fabulous. The root word fable, you know, religion filled with fables. We're dealing with truth today. Who is God according to Bible content? Who is the Lord? Who is the heir of God? We now know those things. We now know them. Don't act like you don't know them. And the Gentiles have a duty to do. They are obligated to follow God, to follow the Lord, to serve God, to serve the Lord and the King, because the Lord is the one and only legitimate King. The Lord is thy Father. We're talking about real things. We're talking about prophecy fulfilled. Being fulfilled right before our very eyes. Right in this day and time. If the Bible is an important book, and it is, then these things which I bring forth from the Bible are just as important as you think Bible content is. Those of you who think the Bible is an important book, it is an important book because you are governed by it, whether you know it or not. You go steal something and the authorities catch you and prosecute you. They do that because in the Bible, the Lord has said, thou shalt not steal. Okay? You get the picture? You are governed by what's in this book anyway, whether you know it or whether you don't. Okay, that's it for today. And it's clear. The message is clear. The will of God is clear. The will of God, with respect to the heir of God, with respect to the heir of the Father title, with respect to the heir of the one legitimate King, the will of God with respect to the Lord, the will of God with respect to the title, the Lord of Hosts, it's all clear. It's all clear. And the last part of the will that we read today, that I read today, the people and the Gentiles are commanded to praise the Lord. They are commanded to follow the Lord because the Lord is God. They are commanded to praise the name of the Lord. They are reminded, they are told that the Lord is holy, or reminded that the Lord, their God, the Gentiles' God, the people's God, is holy, and that they should fear him and serve him and even swear by his name. And the most important, very important note here, footnote, if you will, the Lord is the true God, real, genuine, and an everlasting King. The Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our King. And now, there is one legitimate Lord, there is one legitimate God, there is one legitimate Father of all, who is over all. Chronicles 29, and this will be it for today, where the Lord in his will speak to me, directly to me, from his will, saying, "Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father." Do you see those names there, those titles? The title of Lord, the title of God, and the name, the official name of God, Israel, and the title, our Father. All there together. "Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel." Lord God having the designation of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. "Thine, O Lord," because we know who this individual is now. We know who the Lord is. We know who the Lord God of Israel is. We know who our Father is. "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty." Now, I'm just reading what's in the will here, right? Okay? "For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine." Listen, "thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all." The heir of God, I, to be frank and clear, I am already exalted as head above all. Okay? Already. Already. The commandment in the Bible says, "Exalt ye the Lord our God." Well, the Lord Testator did that. He has already, he's already said what? "Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory, the victory, the majesty." That's an exaltation in there and all that. "Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all." It is the Lord Testator's will that I reign over all, that the heir of God reigns over all. I have let you know who that heir is. You have no excuse. You know. The word is out. The will of God is made known. The king is made known. The one legitimate king for today, this time, is made known. And the one Father and God over all is made known. The heir of God has come. And isn't it something that the heir found the will? It's really something marvelous. The Bible says that. Marvelous are his works. Marvelous. Talking about the heir of God, the one that is now God. It is the God Israel's express desire that you hear the upcoming broadcast titled "The Will of God in Declarations and Proclamations." You have heard the will of God in layman's terms. Now, in this episode, with the will of God in Declarations and Proclamations, you will hear and enhance your understanding and knowledge of God's will. It is all about learning and growing in the knowledge of the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. Needless to say, this is another eye-opening episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Hear the upcoming broadcast titled "The Will of God in Declarations and Proclamations." It is the will of the Most High God. Thank you. Join me for the next reading. Stay in tune. Check Lawmaster's page. It should be next Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. And it is the air saying, see you next time right here at Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Coming directly from the air. Thank you.